Jan Dyvendak's The Sound of Music seems a far cry from the Rodgers and Hammerstein lyrics and music first performed on stage in Broadway in New York in 1959. It was later made into a film, which the Hollywood Reporter's Top 100 ranking by film directors has placed at number 25. The paper describes it as a cheery spirit lifter and gave the following tidbit of information: that during the East-West Cold War last century, the BBC was rumoured to have planned to air the film should there have been a nuclear strike, as a way of improving the morale of survivors.
Doe, a deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun, me.
The original Sound of Music is set in World War II in Austria. It's about a family who flee Nazism and make it to Switzerland. The songs are catchy and memorable and have been learned by heart ever since, from Hollywood to Bollywood and back.
Tea, a drink with jam and bread, that will bring us back to dough.
Jan Dyvendak is similarly preoccupied with a world that seems to be changing for the worst and shares his concern in a format that's new for him, but not for a growing number of people. Sven Nehemiah from Hamburg in Germany is one of the 12 professional stage singer-dancers performing in Dyvendak's Sound of Music.
It's a diffusion project. It's a crossover of everything. It's like dance theatre, it's musical. It's coming together here in this project.
How much did you contribute to the actual staging with your musical background?
Well, quite a little bit, because when we started with rehearsals, Angelika and I, we were the first two people who really like created the stuff with Olivier Dubois and Michael Helland. So we could say, this is like more from that musical, and we did this in that musical, and maybe you can see some moves we did, and maybe you can use it. So we had a little bit, yes.
There's a lot of mixture in this, which you do very well.
Thank you. Well, it's like, because actually, especially with my song, they gave me the song in February, and I was like, people, I don't know if I can do it. Maybe someone else should do it. And they were like, no, let's do it. Let's do it. Try. And so I just proposed some ideas about it, and then they loved it, and then we kept working on that idea, a floating song, which is like really like freaky stuff, actually. It's a little bit like Rocky Horror and Cabaret and stuff like that, yeah.
How did you manage to get over the difficulty of the subjects that you're singing about, all these catastrophes all over the world?
Well, but before the project started, before we had the rehearsals the first time in Geneva in February, we talked about everything with Jan. He asked us some questions about everything, and I was like, oh my God, there's so much stuff in it, which I of course heard about it, but I never thought about it. And then we talked about everything, and that really helped to get into the material and into the theme of the whole thing. And then just let it go and trust in yourself and believe in yourself that you can do it and that you can work on it, and that's actually the most important thing.
As the waters rise and millions flee, some people will leave as planned. For an architectural wonderland, floating cities on the sea. Staying afloat.
Dyvendak has his cast dance to the moves of French choreographer Olivier Dubois and sing the songs written by Christophe Fia and the music composed by Andrea Serra. Casually, they sport everyday garb, from platforms to plimsolls and catsuits to Bermuda shorts designed by Nicolas Fleury. Only one performer, in a nod to the screen hit, wears a neat powder blue waisted dress with a full knee-length skirt, like the character Liesel. Angelika Irlacher, not the one wearing the dress, is Austrian, just like the Von Trapp family upon whose experiences the original Sound of Music was based. Over and above that possible connection, Angelika Irlacher and I talked about the contrast of the catastrophe subjects and the scenario in the songs and the musical format of Dyvendak's Sound of Music, a sort of joyful horror.
That's what it is. It's a really good description, actually. Yeah. Because it's about a lot of fears and a lot of crisis in the world. but also about going on, about what we do. Like, we just continue whatever happens, and we keep on smiling and doing whatever we should do. I mean, it's not a comedy, but there, I guess there are a few moments that make the people also laugh, because when they get the lyrics and what's it about, but also the emotion and what we are doing, sometimes they laugh. And actually, that's a good thing, because they get how ironic it is. And I think it's comedy in an ironic way.
What's your take on The Sound of Music, the original?
My take on The Sound of Music? I really like the movie. I know the movie. It's a shame I never saw it live on stage. But it's a very famous thing. Like, all people around the world know it, and they have already immediately the thoughts about the Alps and everything in my homeland, actually. And there is wonderful music in it. Of course, Julie Andrews, wonderful. So I think it's nice that we have one reference of it in our show. That's just a few seconds, but it's coming up. Just from the hills are alive with the sound of music, and then it goes on completely different. But not with the lyrics, but in the music you can find out. There are a lot of nice references inside. If you hear them, you think like, oh, I know this, it's from... And then it's gone already, and we do something completely different, and I like this a lot.
This show couldn't do without local aspiring young performers who form the corps de ballet and the larger chorus. Georges Labat is one of those chosen from the Paris Conservatory. For him, this was a tremendous opportunity and put him through his paces. It was no cakewalk. Georges Labat.
The musical is like another world. We used to dance like contemporary dance and ballet, but not musical, and all the jazz position and all the language of it, it's like totally new for us, a totally different world. The subject of it was interesting. We learned a lot of things. We had just 2 days to learn it, and it was like quite a lot of things, because it's like just steps and counts, and it's not easy to learn and to absorb.
You didn't have much time to rehearse. Were you just thinking about the dance? Do you also think about what's being said?
When we started the rehearsal, Cyril told us what it was about and all the dances that we're doing, what the song about. So we knew some of the lyrics. But I don't pay attention at first when we were like rehearsing in the theater. But when we had the opportunity to be in the audience, watching the lyrics and the to hear them, really like to be focused on it, like it's really really interesting to have this in mind. And even Cyril told us some word to think about when we are dancing, like to be involved and to move on. And there is some images that we are using to dance while we are doing these few passages. This is my point of view. Like, I think maybe it's like a bit light for me, but it's another way of thinking, a way of seeing things, and it's interesting also saying these messages who are like tough things to sell. And during that song, they're all smiling and all shining, and that's vaudeville thing and the musical thing, and we're not used to it. We are used to say tough things with a tough dance and a tough moves and like heavy things, and which is also a nice thing to do, to light it up a bit. Yeah, it's really difficult to do, like to send this message and to be so smiling, shining and glowing.
Like the sparkly shades of gold sequined and Lamy T-shirts the performers wear later in the show, and like the reflecting layers of emergency blankets forcing them closer and closer to the edge of the stage, reducing the space and cramping their movements, Jan Dyvendek's Sound of Music shows the way stage musicals, in their all-spectacularness, their dazzle and their beat and their grins, shut out overwhelming and alarming concerns that we hear about in the news every day. War, global warming, austerity budgets, etc. Dyvendek's Sound of Music, and most of all, its energy, human, not fossil fuel, is placing serious and what should be disturbing issues centre stage. Thank you for listening. From me, Rosalind Hyams, with Arts in France on RFI.
Goodbye.